But the inspector was mistaken, for those criminals were not destined to fall into the hands of justice. As we rolled into Iford Station, we saw a gigantic column of smoke which streamed up from behind a small clump of trees in the neighbourhood and hung like an immense ostrich feather over the landscape. "A house on fire?" asked Bradstreet as the train steamed off again on its way.
"Yes, sir," said the station master. "When did it break out?"
"I hear that it was during the night, sir, but it has got worse, and the whole place is in a blaze."
"Whose house is it?"
"Dr. Betcher's."
"Tell me," broke in the engineer, "is Dr. Betcher a German, very thin, with a long, sharp nose?"
The station master laughed heartily.
"No, sir. Dr. Betcher is an Englishman, and there isn't a man in the parish who has a better lined waistcoat. But he has a gentleman staying with him, a patient, as I understand, who is a foreigner, and he looks as if a little good Berkshire beef would do him no harm."
The station master had not finished his speech before we were all hastening in the direction of the fire.